I'd like to begin today with Jerry Gonzalez and the Fort Apache Band. There was a tribute to that group at the Hartford Public Library and the Baby Grand Jazz Series, which happens every Sunday, and it got me to listening to this album. The album's entitled Rumba Buena, which was Art Blakey's spiritual name, and it's a great album. I want to play a couple cuts from that one. We're going to start out with an Art Blakey favorite, One by One. This is Jerry Gonzalez and the Fort Apache Band.
Thank you.
Christopher Holliday from his latest release, Dialogue. And we heard Paid Time Off. And started hearing about Christopher Holliday in our trips out west to San Diego to visit my daughter and her granddaughter and family. And started listening to the jazz scene up there, and Christopher Holliday was showing up on all of these jam sessions. And turns out Christopher Holliday really began his career in the late 70s and the 80s, and played often in Connecticut even. He told me he played at the 880 Club and other venues out here. Played in Boston a lot, in New York a lot, including a week stint at the Village Vanguard, and then kind of dropped out of the scene for a couple decades or more and has recently been re-emerging in San Diego. And this is actually his second album of late with his group Telepathy. And this group is some great musicians out of San Diego who we've been enjoying listening for a couple years now. And that consists of Christopher Holliday on alto saxophone, Gilbert Castellanos on trumpet, Joshua White on piano, Rob Thornton on bass, and Tyler Crutell on drums. And there is a lot of talent there, as you just heard. And this is a great album, Christopher Holliday's Dialogue. And we started out the show with Jerry Gonzalez and the Fort Apache Band from a 2006 release, which is entitled Rumba Buena. And it's a tribute to Rumba Buena, which is the spiritual name of the great Art Blakey. And we heard a couple tracks that are somewhat associated with Art Blakey. The first one you heard was... Let's see, the first one you heard was One to One, and then that was followed by the Thelonious Monk composition, Ask Me Now. And the Jerry Gonzalez and the Fort Apache Band is, or was, Jerry Gonzalez on trumpet and flugelhorn and congas and various percussion. Joe Ford on alto and soprano saxophone, Larry Willis on piano, and Larry Willis did a fine job on Ask Me Now on that track you heard. Andy Gonzalez on bass, Steve Berrios on drums and percussion. And that is what you heard from the start of the show till now. Time now is 9:23. This is Friday Morning Jazz. My name's Ken Laster. And we're going to continue on with a set of music from some local artists. And a couple of them have new albums that I wanted to feature. Actually, three or four of them. We're going to start out with a brand new release. We're going to start out with a couple new singles that dropped this week. One from Mike Casey and one from Jen Allen, a brand new album. She's released one track. We're going to start with Mike Casey, and this is Venus, and that'll be followed by Jen Allen and others. So let's listen to Mike Casey. Venus is the name of the track.
Thank you. This time I saw you, I couldn't ignore the feeling in my soul telling me I want more. I couldn't believe what I was feeling for you, and my first instinct was to open my heart to you.
Thank you. here for you. You'll never know how slow these moments go till I am near to you. I see your face in every flower. Just the thought of you, the very thought of you. My
And that's our set of some great local musicians, musicians that have some kind of connection to the Hartford area. We heard four tracks in this set. Let's start at the beginning. We started out with Mike Casey, a graduate of the University of Hartford, and he has recently spent a year studying in Spain and playing in Spain, and recently has returned, and he's going to be back in this area. His home now is in New York City, I believe Brooklyn, and he's going to return here for an appearance at the Side Door Jazz Club. We're going to try to get him in the studio for an interview to see what's going on with Mike Casey. And he's got a new release coming out, and has released a single called Venus from Mike Casey, great saxophone player, alto and tenor. So we look forward to hearing more from Mike Casey and a new album. After that, we heard from Jen Allen from her latest release. She has an album coming out later this month, but also has released a single, the title track of the album named Blanket Statement. And that features Jen Allen on piano, her husband Chris Allen on sax, Marty Jaffe on bass, and Kush Abade on drums. And from the sound of that single, it's going to be a fine album, I'm sure. Blanket Statement from Jen Allen. That was followed up by Leela Sear, a fine vocalist and trumpet player from her latest release, First Instinct, released early in 2019. And Leela Sear has fairly recently moved here from Wisconsin. She's going to be appearing here on February 22nd at the Packing House in Willington, Connecticut. A great venue. I've been there several times, and you ought to check that out. The Packing House, you can find out more about that by going to Leela Sear's website and clicking on the link for her shows. And that's at leelacyr.com, LEALACYR.com. And from there, she's got a link to the Packing House. We're going to have Leela Sear on the radio show as well, so stay tuned for that. I think she's going to come on the day before the event, which would be the 21st. So check that out. Leela Sear, definitely a fine talent, who we are lucky to have here in the Hartford area. And then finally, we heard from Orris Jenkins from his album Centennial Coal. Orris Jenkins, profoundly influenced by Nat King Cole, and his latest release is a tribute called Centennial Coal, and we heard his version of The Very Thought of You. All right, time now is 9:46. You are listening to Friday Morning Jazz. My name's Ken Laster. Thanks for listening, folks. We're going to continue on. We heard a couple vocals in that last set. We're going to continue on with another one. This from Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. And Miss Salvant will be appearing at the Bushnell Auditorium tomorrow. At the Belding Theater at the Bushnell. tomorrow, February 8th at 8 p.m. I know there's tickets available. She is a great singer, Grammy Award winner. And we're going to hear her version of the jazz standard, Devil May Care.
For me, I'm happy as I can be. I've learned to love and to live. Devil may care. No blues or woes, whatever comes later goes. That's how I take and I give. Devil may care. When the day is through, I suffer no regrets. I know that he who frets loses the night. For only a fool dreams he can hold back the dawn. He who is wise never tries to revise what's past and gone. Live, love today, let come tomorrow. What may don't even stop for a sigh. It doesn't help when you cry. That's how I live and I'll die. Devil may care. no cares for me. I'm happy as I can be. I've learned to love and to live. Devil may care, no blues or woes. Whatever comes later goes. That's how I take and I give. Devil may care. When the day is through, I suffer no regrets. I know that he who frets loses the night. For only a fool dreams he can hold back the dawn. He who is wise never tries to revise what's past and gone. Live, love today, let come tomorrow. What may, don't even stop for a sigh. It doesn't help when you cry. That's how I live and I'll die.
By request, you heard Freddie Keppard, a recording from back in the early 20s, and it's entitled This is Venice, and that was requested by our friend Phil, who calls in nearly every week to kind of hip us to some great music from, you know, the 20s or the 30s or even into the 40s. So thank you, Phil, for that. Freddie Keppard, a trumpet player, born in New Orleans, Louisiana in 1889, and is one of the original innovators of jazz music back in the early 20s, playing with Buddy Bolden and others and Louis Armstrong and so forth. So thank you, Phil, for that request, as always. Let's see, before that, we heard from Cecile McLaurin-Salvant from the album Dreams and Daggers, and we heard Devil May Care. And if you didn't hear me before, I put that tune on. Cecile McLaurin-Salvant will be appearing at the Bushnell And that's tomorrow, February 8th, from 8 p.m. till 9:15 at the Belding Theater at the Bushnell. So you can check that out and everything that's going on in the Hartford area by going to the Hartford Jazz Society's website and looking at their calendar. That's at hartfordjazzsociety.com. So check that out. Maybe we'll go over the calendar before the show's out. All right, we're going to continue on with something brand new from Pat Metheny. He released a brand new album entitled From This Place. He's released, actually the album has not been released yet. I played two pre-release tracks, and there are three of them, so we're going to hear the third one now. The name of this is You Are, Pat Metheny. Now is 10:01. You are listening to WWUH West Hartford. You can also hear us on WDJW Summers and streaming at wwuh.org.
This is Ken Laster. I'd like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. It's been going on now for 10 years and 6 million downloads worldwide. I've put in an extraordinary amount of time and expense into producing this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it gives me so much joy to spread my love of this art form to you and to others. Now, I would like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.podbean.com, you will find a donate button on the right sidebar where you can make a contribution. Surely, just one listening of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener over a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you can donate, you will be partnering with me to spread the tradition of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.